Well, folks, we are very excited. We are headed over, and we are going to be in Napa Valley tonight. And Morimoto awaits us, and we are very excited to be sitting here out on the terrace overlooking the Napa River. And this is downtown Napa at its best. Eduardo Dingler is sitting here with me. And, sir, this restaurant is the top of the heap. As far as I'm concerned, Napa Valley has the best of the best, and you are that. And I'm very excited to be here tonight. Let's stop, tell folks about the restaurant. They are all over the world now.
Yes, Doc. Well, it is a pleasure have you, and we missed you. It's been a while since we had you over at the restaurant. Our restaurants have a worldwide presence these days. We just opened Bangkok last month, and we're also heading to the Middle East, doing Doha and Dubai, but before then we're opening Vegas in a couple weeks. We have now several concepts aside from that we do here in Napa, which is a more formal, more versatile approach to the menu. We have a place in New York called Momosan Ramen and Sake, which we featured sake, we featured chef's recipes on ramen, a few other fun things, no sushi, more of a casual aspect. We also have Morimoto Asia, which we opened in Orlando, which has food from all over Asia. We feature dim sum and a wok and some of the dishes that we do here as well, and sushi. It is an impressive 1,000 covers a day restaurant, and it's beautiful downtown Disney. And aside from that, we have a little place at the LAX, which is more of a fast-paced skewers, it's called.
What we're going to do today is we're going to be looking at your menu, and it is a vast menu, and it really does take more than one visit to the restaurant to really cover this. But we're going to cover it with a few great wines from this area, and also, we're going to be talking about your sakis later. So we have the first page I opened up to was a tasting menu that you could do with the chef. Let's go past that and leave that for the end and go to the raw bar now. I have a beautiful Chardonnay from Dutton Ranch and Patson Hall. Donald Pat's dropped off. He might be here to help us drink it, but right now it's just you and I.
Excellent. The Dutton Ranch from Patson Hall has always been a favorite of our restaurants. You can find it at 8 out of 10 locations if you walk around the world. And we're big fans, especially as you said, with the raw bar, with the bounty of the ocean, with what we have to offer in California as far as Chardonnay.
Let's talk about that concept. Now, the raw bar obviously is you're getting into the sushi, but you have features there every day.
Yeah, so we feature a lot of things. We do a little bit of crab. We do the oysters, which change obviously seasonally, and whatever we can get the local driven as far as the bounty. We have also the lobster. We have all this different array also. Past the what the protein is, we have all the sauces to play with. We have the Thai sauce, we have a cocktail sauce, ceviche. So you get all the different aspects and ranges of sweetness and spice to it as well.
Well, that's just one area of the menu we're going to be covering today. And I think it's time for us. Some food just came to the table, and we have poured a glass of this Dutton Ranch Chardonnay. We're going to move on now. We'll have more food. And we are at Morimoto Napa, and this is one of the most incredible restaurants in the world, and the view here is incredible.
Welcome again. Thanks, Doc.
Well, folks, we are featuring Patson Hall today, and Patson Hall is Pinot Noir and Chardonnay at its best. My privilege to introduce you to Ann Moses, and we're going to be talking about the 2013 Jenkins Ranch Pinot Noir. This gives us an opportunity to talk about the Sonoma Coast, which has come to the forefront, and actually the French aren't real happy about that. Pinot Noir from the Sonoma Coast is rivaling anybody in the world now.
Absolutely. This is an incredible part of California for growing Pinot Noir. The Jenkins Ranch was developed by the Jenkins family. It's an older site planted all to Dijon clones. We started making this as a single vineyard in 2005. What we love about this site, it's kind of atypical flavor profile for the Sonoma Coast. It's more red fruit driven. It has super supple tannins, very juicy. It's really a crowd pleasing wine. It's just so delicious. That's what we love about it.
And it's interesting too, because we have talked about four or five different wines, and they're all from a different area of California. And there's some gaps in between.
What we love about what we do is that we go out and find the best sites regardless of the appellation and region, and we work with growers that we consider our partners. And we've been working with some growers since the 90s, and that's been a great, wonderful relationship to have.
And before Chef gets here, where are we going to go food-wise with this to make you happy?
Right now, I'm ready for anything, but I think with Jenkins Ranch, I would love to see some country pate with some crusty bread and some cornichons, or maybe some grilled lamb chops, or even some salmon.
I think we'd be asking too much. much to get all of those today, but you know what? We're going to give it a shot because I think that we'd have to spend some time here to carry out that mission. That's what Pinot Noir is all about. This is a great wine, and let's pop the cork on that, and it's time for some great Pinot Noir. Thank you very much.
Great. I'm ready to enjoy it.
Folks, we are enjoying Morimoto Napa, and the sun is just about to go down here in the next half hour. What a beautiful spot we are enjoying, and Waldro is sitting here with us. We're enjoying the wines of Patson Hall today, and we are actually taking each page of your menu and pairing up something with it. I'm going to go to the Jenkins Ranch here for these hot and cold appetizers we're going to talk about, and maybe you can order us up one of each, but you might have to do two or three.
Absolutely. Well, you never know how many you need. But let's start with this one. Do you see this one coming up? It's the Toro Tartare. This is one of Chef's signature dishes worldwide. It's a beautiful, as you can see, it's a palette of minced Toro tuna. It's got all these different sauces and layers to play with. And beyond that, you get a little spatula to play with. So you have nori paste, you have wasabi, creme fraiche, guacamole, a little crispy buburari, and a little soy dashi. I love this one with the Jenkins because the Jenkins provides this acidity that'll play well with the fish. And you can spike it with a little spice from wasabi and the richness of the nori. And it's really fun. Sometimes you don't think about Pinot Noir with fish dishes, but this one, I dare you to try.
I have a dear friend who is going to be very interested in that page.
Absolutely.
And I think you and I too. So.
I think we know exactly what we're talking about. For this one, if you can see the pork kakuni, it's a 10-hour braised pork belly. It sits on a rice congee with the little scallops and whatnot. It has topped off with crispy gobo. Wow, nothing like the Pisoni Pinot Noir from Patson Hall to go with that. It just cuts like butter.
What we have, folks, is we have three Pinot Noirs, and we do have the Dutton Ranch, which we already featured with this menu. But the beauty of it is that these wines are just incredibly good, and they're all great. And it's kind of a new notion with each dish and each wine.
Absolutely. It's a whole range. It's a roller coaster and what you can bring out from each one.
We're going to move on now and open another Pinot Noir here. My great friend Chris is going to pop the cork on this.